Proclamation number 5840, dated the December 30th, 1953. Battle of Faith. Fighters for God. I have trained an army of fighters for myself who have taken on the fight against the enemy of souls and against all those who harass you in their unbelief and are therefore against me. They all belong to my adversary's camp. My fighters, however, have me as their commander-in-chief, and I will truly lead them to victory in the last battle on this earth. For it is certain for you, the battle of faith, which is about to happen to my small flock, in which they will have to prove themselves and from which I myself will rescue them, as I have proclaimed. This time of trial is yet to come to my own, and therefore they will have to be extraordinarily strengthened in order to persevere, because my adversary will proceed in a fierce and most brutal manner against them to make them falter in their belief. Yet their contact with me will give all of them remarkable strength. And this is why I keep cautioning you, hold on to me, don't let go of me, but join me ever more firmly. Establish a heartfelt connection with me so that you can send your thoughts to me at all times. As soon as the slightest resistance arises in you, which is always my adversary's doing, you can achieve anything, accomplish anything and overcome anything if only you allow my presence within you, which is already guaranteed by your sincere will to be and to remain my own. Your intimate thoughts, a prayer in spirit and in truth, and constant activity of love also assure you my continuous helpfulness, my strength of love and my grace. And thus you are always equipped and able to cope with my adversary's every onslaught, for then you will no longer fight him on your own, but will have me by your side, and he will take flight from my ray of light with absolute certainty. And you will always be able to triumph over him as long as you stay with me, as long as you are protected by the shield of faith and of love. If, however, you let your eyes wander sideways, if they are turned towards the world and you lower the shield that protects you, if you only exclude me for a short time and thus let the world step between me and yourselves, then you will be in serious danger. And I want to warn you of this, like a loving father warns his children not to go their own way but always to stay with the father so that he can protect them in case of threatening danger. They are merely calls of love which I repeatedly send to you because I am concerned about your salvation and because I want to spare you every unnecessary fight. For I know your heart's innermost sense of purpose and will not let you go astray. Yet you could make your paths very difficult if you pay no attention to my words. You shall be and remain my fighters and ought to prepare yourselves for this final battle on earth. And this requires that you do not sever the connection with me, that you don't go anywhere without me, that you are so devoted to me that you desire my presence when and wherever it may be. You must accumulate a large supply of strength which will then never diminish again when you start your final battle. I will truly lead you to victory, as I have promised you. Amen.